on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hello, everyone out there in the podcast universe. It's Christina, the audio producer for TCV. It's the end of the season, Brian and Chrissy are taking a break, and they left me in charge. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing, but it can't possibly be worse than what they would do. So here we are. When the gang told me they wanted to do best of episodes, I thought to myself, how am I going to find a needle in a shit stack? So I thought the best thing I could do for all of us was to find the least obnoxious clips from season 3. I mean, let's be honest, if we really wanted to hear the best, I would have just published a Smartless episode. But I need the money, and I feel bad for Chrissy, so let's all just get through this together. First up, a fan request from early in the season. Chrissy had 15 minutes of fame 6 years ago when she appeared on Hotel Impossible. And in preparation for the filming, she and her manager decided to hit the bar. Always a good idea to drink before TV appearances. The result? A total train wreck. Here's the segment from episode 148.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
You want to tell your story?
Sure.
How you got here?
Yeah, sure. So years ago, and I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah, no, don't name. Let's make up a name.
Names of places.
Let's call her Liz.
Liz. Okay, so years ago, Liz and I had a marketing agency. It was actually hers, and she brought me on. And I realized quickly after coming on to work with her that things could take a side turn sometimes, you know? We might go to see a client, and then we're out on the patio doing shots later, and it turns into a 2 a.m. party on a Monday. So, but she was a good friend, but a really good saleswoman. And she had, you know, in the Atlanta area, had amassed a good little collection of clients. And one of those clients was a hotel in
hotel,
the area
yeah.
that happened to... You know, it was a kind of like an okay hotel.
Let's be honest about
down.
It. It was a rat. It was a rat shack.
That's yes, a little rundown. Yeah. It was near one of the colleges here, and we did a little bit of marketing for them, as in like you know Google AdWords and collecting phone numbers and recording calls. All good stuff.
Or were you? Yeah. Is the question.
So we learn, I guess,
oh my God.
You know, a little while after we've been working with them, we learned that they're going to be on this show, and maybe our listeners have heard of it, Hotel Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's a guy. He goes around. It's on the Travel Channel, right?
Bald yeah. guy. Yeah. I can't remember
yeah,
his name.
Short, bald
What's
guy.
His name?
I don't know. He's got a ton of energy, though.
Yeah.
And he's like a famous hotelier.
He is the, he's the Gordon Ramsay of hotels, is basically what
yes,
he is.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and he goes and transforms these hotels that are underperforming and maybe not doing so well. And there's a show about it. And they go to different cities and towns and things that they were here in Atlanta at okay. our client's hotel.
Anthony Malarocci or something
okay.
like that. Okay.
Anthony definitely was
Anthony.
His name
yeah,
because
Tony.
We laughed. We love you, Anthony. So my friend Liz and I prepare for this. You know, they wanted to have the marketing team come be a part of the show, kind of show what we're doing.
And we Interesting.
Think we're doing a good job. We're thinking we're doing a good job.
Okay, so let me slow down. I'm gonna
yes.
I want to get through this piece by piece because in chronological order. Okay.
Okay.
So you and Liz, you guys, she owns a marketing company. You're mm-hmm. helping her out. You're
yeah.
doing some side work for
yes.
Liz. Liz is doing like basically outbound marketing to try and get reservations and clients into
Correct.
This hotel. This hotel is a total shit show. I watched mm-hmm. the entire episode of this Hotel Impossible. This is years ago. This
the
we're talking
people
like
were super nice.
Oh yeah, they're very nice.
And it wasn't
yeah.
our fault it was run down.
Of course.
We
no.
were just trying to help them get more business so they could have money to not make it
yeah.
run down.
Your job is not to renovate the hotel.
No.
Your job is to bring people in the door, but the place yeah. is really it's really a
yeah.
stank hole. At that time it was a stank hole. I mean they had an infestation of rats in the ceiling.
I didn't
of
know
these
that.
Rooms. Yeah,
yeah,
it was gross. Okay,
yeah.
So but they do seem like nice people,
uh-huh.
and I think things have changed. Just to be fair to them, after this guy Anthony shows up. So the whole premise of Hotel Impossible is like a Gordon Ramsay show. He goes in there, he points out everything that's wrong. He's the expert, and he's going to change everything by whipping the you know by
it's like a hotel
the whip
and, rescue. You know,
yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah,
bar
yeah.
rescue with Tapper.
Okay, so how do you so. How long has this client been Liz's client?
Okay. I would say for about a year, maybe two.
Okay. And you were hired not by the owners, but by the marketing director, who was also the manager, who was also the
yes.
like night shift.
Yes.
She was doing everything.
Yes.
She was like clueless.
Right, she
okay.
was.
Or she was trying, but she was,
yeah.
she had a lot of, okay. She was clueless. Let's just be honest about it. Poor girl. She was clueless. Love you, whoever you are.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's not there anymore. Okay. So at some point you get a phone call from this lady or from the producers of the show? Liz does.
No, from the client.
Okay, from the client. Yes. And the client says, we have this.
We've decided to participate in Hotel Impossible. Oh. And the producers want you to come on too.
Oh, I bet they do.
Come on and tell.
You are chum in the water.
What you've been doing to help them.
Okay.
So we are like, okay. Our job
is that task. How much notice do they give you?
It was maybe like a week.
Okay, a week.
Yeah.
And are you on this account? Is that why she wants you to come, or she wants you to come for backup?
She wants me to come for backup. For moral support. Like, we both kind of handled it. I would do some parts of it. She would do the other. So anyways, we run all these reports. We're like, we're doing great. A stack of printed reports. We're ready. We're dressed to success. We go get our hair done that day. The
You're
day
dressed
of the
to success with 24 Michelob Ultras in you.
Well, that happened later.
Okay. But let me ask. Does she tell you, does she prepare you in any way for this television show, or does she just say literally you're going to show up in this meeting and be on camera?
Yeah, that's what it was. And that is my recollection, which is fuzzy because we did have some pickles.
Oh my God. I know you.
Yeah.
So I know the smile on your face is half because you're photogenic and you want to make a good impression on the camera. And maybe we'll put a link to this. I do not want to show the video because I fear that we'll get copyright noticed, and then it's just, then we've just wasted our time for YouTube. But I know from the video of knowing both of you ladies, you much more than I know Liz.
Right.
But I know from the video, I can tell from the moment you walk in the door, you two are shit.
Well, we got really nervous.
Yeah, of course. I would too.
And we were supposed to be there at a certain time, but they're running late.
Ah, so you had to kill some time.
We had to kill some time.
Making you more nervous.
Right.
Giving you more opportunity to drink more shots.
Yes.
And smoke more cigarettes. Yeah.
That's where we come in then. Oh, and the other thing was that when we went into the hotel to check in and say hello, they're having wine. It's like wine hour at the hotel.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of wine. We have a little bit of beer. We're doing this, that, the other.
What, did you meet with any of the producers ahead of time?
I think I was sweating a little bit.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
This would have made me nervous. Did you meet with any of the producers ahead of time?
No.
No, literally just walk into this room.
Cold with Anthony.
That's it. The cameras are going to be on. You walk in. Yes. So they prep you in no way, shape, or form. They are ready to jump on you.
They are ready to pounce.
This guy, Anthony, in case you haven't seen the show, and I've seen it once or twice, I think. I've seen it before I watched the episode last night. This guy's like 4'2". He's got a bald head. He dresses super slick. He's not as mean as Gordon Ramsay, but he's sharp, and he's ready to tell you what he thinks, because personalities that don't do that on television don't have successful television shows.
Exactly.
Right? Of course you're going to. Yell a little, of course. And you two are the stool pigeons, because way that it is set up is Anthony's talking to this lady who's doing everything under the sun in the hotel, including changing the dirty laundry.
Yes.
Right? I mean, then this lady looks like she had been hit by a bus, and then was a deer in the headlights. Like both of those things at the same time. She literally looks like information passes from one ear to the other without ever touching anything.
That was how, I think it was the camera, you know? I mean, I think she was freaked out.
I bet she was. She looked it. Because he kept asking her questions. She'd be like, yes. No. She gave one word answers. Okay. So he says, you know, how are you booking the hotel?
Right.
How are you, you know?
Are you doing any marketing?
Yeah, she lost the biggest client, which was Emory University. She lost the biggest client, or they lost the biggest client,
right,
because of the service and the staff and the hotel's general condition. He says, how are you trying to get it back? And she says, well, we hired this marketing company. And he says, who's this marketing company? And she says the name of the marketing company. And he's like, and how much are you paying them? And she says, just remember, this is important, $2,500 a month. And he's like, holy shit, $30,000 a year. What are they doing? And she's like, search engine optimization and stuff. And he's like, and stuff? What is and stuff? And she's do AdWords, and they also have a website, and they do lots of good stuff for us. And he goes, how many, for that $2,500 a month, how much extra revenue are you getting? And she's like, I don't know. And he says, do they give you a report? And she goes, I don't think so, not yet.
We came loaded with a report.
Well, you sure did.
By the way, these clients could log on anytime, and our defense could log on anytime to a specific website that did have all the leads coming in and would record the calls, and you could see. But that was the marketing director's job, was to see if those turned into bookings.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So. I'd like to now present to you I got to be honest.
I put myself out there on this one.
I know. Well, hey, it's not as bad as 33P. Just know that. Okay, here it is. I'd like to present to you the audio of Travel Channel's Hotel Impossible starring Chrissy Hoadley and her friend Liz. It's not a real name, in case you guessed.
Now it's time to meet the company that's marketing this hotel.
Okay,
what the fuck is going on already?
Is it like a shootout at the OK Corral?
Now it's time to meet the two drunk girls who are handling all the reservations for this. We've been getting them all wound up at the wine and cheese party. Yeah. They wanted that.
They did.
Yeah, they knew it. They were like, oh, someone smelled it on Liz's breath and was like, get them into the bar immediately. This is going to be the best hotel possible yet. Don't say a fucking word. Give them a tab. Did they give you a tab at the bar?
No.
They did? No. Uh-uh. You had to pay for it?
No, it was free.
Of course it was. Yeah, yeah. Yes. It was probably only for you. They were probably like, whatever they want for free. Keep it coming. Double up. Yeah.
Shirley tells me the inn paid them $30,000 last year. So I want to see if they're getting their money's worth. Nice to meet you. Have a seat. So how's my friend Shirley doing?
Shirley, we left Shirley.
Depends on... I said we left Shirley.
How's Shirley doing? Yeah, that was what? What? Huh? What?
Oh my God, we were so nervous.
You guys are already obfuscating. You're like, huh? Oh,
there's
yeah.
a camera. There's cameras in your face, lights. There's the guy that kinda we like know this. Is going to yell at us. We were trying to be prepared and also calm our nerves.
Shirley. Oh, we love her. She's got nice glasses.
We love her.
Oh, I love you, man. I love you. This is awesome. This is just awesome. We're going to be playing this forever.
Let me ask.
I'm asking you.
I think they're still in business.
How do you think they're doing?
She says, Liz says, well, I think they're still in business.
She looks like she's breathing. I guess shit's okay. Can we go now? Is the wine still free? Liz has got such liquid courage going on right now.
She does.
Yeah. She is ready to fight. She doesn't give a shit. She's like, well, it's only $2,500. What do I care?
Right.
If I were you, I would have never shown up for this meeting. I would have said, I'm sorry, Shirley, we can't deal with you anymore.
We thought it might be good publicity for the agency, but it was the opposite.
Of course. This is the worst publicity you could have. Don't hire those two. They look good, but
it didn't help too that Liz drives a BMW and pulls up in a BMW.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. This is already classic.
Why are you here?
Because they're in trouble. Jessica seems tense.
Why are you here? Who's asking the questions?
Liz.
Why are you here? Why are you here? I'm doing a TV show. What are you doing? I'm not entirely sure, but I'm ready to fight. Why are you here? They want to know how you're doing. That's why you're here. You've had a week to think this one through.
You feeling it? So what are we doing to book more business?
We're trying to work organically. That's where I'm starting with. That's where I've been working with them.
What does that mean?
It means that. I mean, not to be smart, but because I've been in the industry for 10 years, I can... run AdWords, I can run SEO, I can do social platforms, anything that you need.
I can lift a truck. I can put my pants on with one hand. Oh, I can read with my eyes closed. What else you want to know, you jackass? Keep it coming. She's so pissed. She's just egging for a fight.
I've been in the business 10 years.
Yeah. I've been in the business. Which business is that? Hotelier? No, organic. What is organic? I don't know. I can walk a straight line. I can say my ABCs. I've been known to breathe on occasion. Come on, bring it on. Give me more. Anthony. She's ready.
Oh, yeah, she's totally ready.
Oh, my
God. And I'm like, I'm watching the two of them interact, and I was like, whoop.
Whoa. I know. Holy, yeah. I can see the look on your face. You got this smile plaster on your face. Like, get me out of here. But wait, don't worry. Hodi's moment to shine is coming. Not agreed. Hold on, we'll get there.
Need to do to bring lead gen, but then we're going to put tracking on top of any of that lead gen.
To the untrained ear, aka Shirley, this big list of buzzwords might.
To a dipshit, aka Shirley, where do I sign? But to me, I understand she's full of shit. Because Liz is like, I could put tracking on top of it. I could do a double X. I got a sandbox with CSS code and FFS script, HTTPS, www.gofuckyourself.com. And she said nothing.
Oh, no, I know.
Yep. I mean, but listen, she's nervous, and I get it. I'm not trying to knock Liz. I understand that Liz is nervous. You know, whenever you work in these services business, these marketing yes. services business, you're way expendable. You're if you're a marketing consultant or an agency or whatever, there's always client fatigue, which means they get over you real quick when they realize you didn't solve every problem right. they ever had with generating revenue.
Yes.
Right. But this guy is right. Liz is just like shooting words at him.
Yeah.
And he's looking like this. And Shirley, meanwhile, is just she's just got her head cocked with a smile. She's like, well, I guess I should have been paying more attention.
That's totally what she said.
But I was too busy vacuuming room 123 after the murder last night. I was too busy feeding the rats.
Oh, my God.
It sounds great. But to me, it's just a smokescreen that needs to be cut through.
He's right. Yep. Cut through. Unfortunately, that smokescreen is drowning in vodka.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Tell me what you guys do.
Here's what we do right here. Call tracking. Okay? Reputation management.
Okay. Reputation management. You see how great? Look how great these guys are doing. Reputation management. Okay. Another $500 you're never going to see. I also have been in this business for 10 years.
Yes.
SEO, $2,000 for me to submit your website to a directory. You're going to be flush with reservations. You've never seen so much business. The World Wide Web. Get hip with it. We're going to put your name all over Reddit. You're going to be famous.
Yes.
Reputation management. This hotel is great. 5 stars.
Right.
On yahoo.com.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. This guy, he's on to you guys. He's I've seen. I also have been in this business.
Management, creative design for their letterhead, for their email marketing. We do all the copy, interactive linking, social platform stuff, and make sure that it's generating revenue to the business.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Sounds like a good plan.
Where do I sign?
Yes.
How much? That's a deal. That's a bargain.
Look at all the stuff we're doing.
I'm going to fill all the rooms. Surely. Shirley is, I gotta imagine that any other meeting that happened with Shirley without the cameras went something like this. Liz was like, look at this list of, this is what I do. And she throws down a piece of paper and it's got a bunch of phone calls. And Shirley's like, oh, well, I guess we're doing great. It's not really reflected in the revenue, but maybe it's gonna come. Right? And then you guys were like, we love you, Shirley. You're the best. You want to go out for a glass of wine,
That's
Shirley?
That's right.
Great, yeah. We're thinking about upping your budget to $3,000 a month because we think at $2,500, we're doing this much. But $3,000, you're going to kill it, Shirley. Oh, the Ritz-Carlton's got nothing on you, Shirley. At $3,000, you're going to be in Travel and Leisure's top 10 hotels
in the world
inside the city of Atlanta near Emory on Emory
block.
Street. Yes.
Do you have any reports of what the $30,000 they paid you over the last 12 months generated to their hotel?
We do. We had the reports. Boom.
Did you have that? I know. She slapped a big piece of paper down. What was
it? It was like a book.
I know.
That was all the calls.
That was all the calls. But now, those calls were generated from your work, or those calls you were just tracking the call system altogether?
Tracking.
Okay, just tracking.
Yeah. We were also doing some organic stuff.
Yeah, I get it. And $2,500 is not going to get you miracles.
It's
in
not,
that world.
I know.
It's really not. I mean, that's like, you know, maybe get a couple extra phone calls a month.
Yeah.
And that for and that would make fiscal sense if you were booking out the hotel at $500 a night.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to track all your calls, Shirley. We're going to take credit for them. Don't you worry. We're going to track your calls. Look how many calls you got last month, Shirley. And she's like, wow, that's my husband.
Right.
That's my son. That's Uber Eats.
Okay, can I just look at it real
quick? Sure.
So this is basically every single phone call that's come in over the past month. I ask her how much business she brought in, and she gives me a list of phone calls. Why can't she just give me an answer?
Because she doesn't have a great one. How much business did you bring? This many. I'll tell you what, you write down a number and I'll write down a number. We'll slide it across to each other and we'll see if we're close.
Yes.
That's proprietary company information.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony. I can't give that away here on national television.
No.
But I'd be happy to have a follow-up conversation with you. Never. Surely
we'll
fired.
Reschedule.
Yeah. Can we reschedule this meeting now? Can we reschedule it for a different day? And the wine and cheese party, is that still going on? Listen, I'd love to sit here and gab all day with you, but I got a wine and cheese party to attend downstairs.
Here's the report.
Here's the report. Yeah, here's all the phone calls someone made.
You look them over.
Yeah.
Did they turn into business?
Oh.
That was an extra cost, see, with our...
God, that's a racket.
You wanted us to listen to the calls, too.
Listen to the calls?
Yeah.
Who?
To know if we turned into business.
Oh.
Because that's what the marketing person of the client was supposed to be doing, but they don't. They just don't.
Of course they don't. We'll listen to your calls for an extra $1,000 a month. And by listen, I mean tape record. And put on a server somewhere.
Exactly.
For you to review in case Anthony shows up to your hotel.
It's $2,500, which is a lot of money. I mean, that's what I paid New York City for my hotels. I demand reservations. $2,500 comes out of their bank account. It goes to you. I'm not completely satisfied that money's been justified.
For $2,500, what would you...
You tell me. I don't know. I'm asking.
I need to know.
I need to know.
I need to know what you think.
I need to know additional information. Don't try and get one over on me. Oh, Anthony's on to her. And she's just like, stands.
She does. She stands.
And I'm not
forward.
Saying, let me be clear. I'm not saying Liz did not do any work for the $2,500.
No.
I'm saying that this is a tough space to try
it
and
is.
Justify yourself. And for $2,500, you're not, that's not really doing anybody a whole lot of good.
Yeah.
It's going to do some good, but it's not going to do a hotel that's in this much trouble is not going to get turned around
right.
by $2,500 a month.
Right.
You need to hire Anthony full time.
Yes.
What you think is a fair number?
Here's what I think is fair. Rooms at the inn are about $100 per night. So in order to justify their salary, they need to book at least 25 additional rooms per month. I've read the star report for rates and occupancy.
There's not even, I don't care what the star report says.
I don't care what the star report says.
What about our report?
What about our report? These are all the calls somebody made somewhere. This is the white pages. Take a look at it. Somebody called us. We know it. We figured it out. I put a check mark next to all the calls. For an extra $2,000 a month, we'll put a check mark in the white pages. I don't care what the star report says.
Oh, no, she doesn't care. She's digging in.
Obviously, she does not. Well, I mean, you know.
She cares, but yes.
She cares, but yeah. But then again, I work in commercial real estate. I don't see how the star report was going to help anybody do anything. It's a, yeah, okay, anyway.
What your star report shows, overall, all sources of reservations. It's like you're comparing apples to refrigerators.
What is she saying? All forces of reservations?
I don't know.
Is she trying to use the force on him?
At this point, I was like...
I know. You look so
mortified. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did you say anything during this time, or did you just let her roll?
Yeah, obviously this she rolled.
Yeah. Yeah. She rolled herself right down the hill. She rolled herself in probably into the best confrontation this television show has ever seen.
Yes.
She's like, the Star Report shows all forces, apples and refrigerators. Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette? Is this a smoking room?
Is it hot?
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I hate to keep bringing it up, but is the wine and cheese party still going on?
Well, it's occupancy.
Doesn't matter.
Occupancy is the hotel's business. And she tells...
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't what matter. Else are you doing? I'm not with you on that one, Liz. I love you, but yeah. I'm not with you on that one. It doesn't matter. I think it might.
Tells me it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to understand. Don't get defensive, because you can be doing an extraordinary job and you could have increased their reservations by 1,000%.
This is the setup.
Okay.
This is a setup.
And the music.
Dun, 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 dun. This is a setup from the beginning. You stab me in the back, Shirley. Call me when you've got some maturity. This is a setup. This is a setup. Setup. I'm doing a shitty job. You called me out on it. It's a setup. Oh, my God. It's a setup for what? I think Liz is doing a good job of deflecting the worst of this.
Oh, yeah.
He's so confused now.
Exactly.
He's talked to everybody in circles. And he's trying to calm down. He's like, don't get defensive.
No, he can see.
Yeah, he had a wife like this once. Yeah, he was like, well, let me go into my wife toolkit and see what I can pull out.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is no setup. I am asking honest questions. If you answer honestly, no problem. You think I'm...
It wasn't measured last year.
And why? It wasn't measured last year. There it is. There you got it. You got the whole story right there. Well, it's additional for the track. For us to measure it, we only told her we give her a list of phone calls somebody made. That's it. That's all we're supposed to do. We got it.
My point was never measured.
Boom, there it is.
Explosion.
Yeah, explosion. Anthony's head's about to pop off his shoulders. Yeah. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, what did I get myself into? How are we going to edit this? These producers are probably like, this is good, but we're going to have extra hours in the editing room tonight.
I'm in Atlanta at the University Inn, meeting with a marketing company called Cervell. This hotel has given them $30,000, and they're giving us attitude. I'm not going to compare a number you're not comfortable with.
Absolutely uncomfortable. Okay. It's not fair.
It's not fair. It's not fair to ask me to justify my $2,500 spent.
I'm uncomfortable. That's not
uncomfortable.
Fair.
I've got sweat rings. You see that? That means I'm uncomfortable. That means you got to go.
I'm not here to make you look bad or to make your company look bad. What I'm here to do is to help this young lady. I think that we need to be able to justify the $2,500 every month. So I would like a report to show me where we stand. Okay?
Agreed. Not agreed.
I thought that was a fair thing. We're gonna need to work on some accountability here for $25 a month. Wait, do you agree?
Did you?
I said yes.
Oh,
I agree.
I thought
and
you
she
said not
pipes
agree.
Pipes in and goes, no, I do not agree. I agree. That sounds fair. Can I get out of here now, please?
Agreed. Not agreed.
Not agreed.
Objection, Your Honor. I don't want to have to prove I'm doing work.
I was like, yes, let's agree. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. She is trying so desperately to come off like the winner in this situation.
I know.
I bet in her, because we've all been there.
Yeah.
When you get that liquid courage,
yeah, exactly.
You think things are going a lot better than they actually are. Right. It's like you're talking to an officer when you're drunk, yeah. And you're like, I got this. No, officer, I know my rights. I just saw you murder somebody. That doesn't mean you're going to arrest me.
So?
Talk to my attorney. Yeah. Do you know who you're messing with?
It's like apples to refrigerators.
Yeah, it's apples to refrigerators. It's a common saying here in north of Atlanta.
Don't put that in there. Not agreed. We don't agree with that, but cool.
Okay,
well. But cool. Not agreed, but okay, I guess. I just wanted to fight with you one last time.
She looked at the camera and says, don't put that in there.
Oh, she said, don't put that in there?
Edit that out. Don't put that in there. Not agreed.
Cut.
I was like, oh my God.
Can we do that scene again?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Liz, I love you. You're a champ.
Understood, but not agree. There's a difference.
No, there's not. Understood, but not agreed. But I think so, but I don't think so. I just want you to know that. I think so, but not really.
Not agreed.
Not agreed. How did that? You want to do another take? Is that enough confidence?
Holy crap.
Listen, these producers could not have asked for a better interaction.
I mean, I was like, oh my God.
Okay, two more minutes.
Okay, this meeting has gone off the rails.
That's an understatement, bro. That's an understatement.
It wasn't agreed.
Understood, but not agreed.
I'm like, just, Liz. Like, and then I start going,
You're like, You're stuck in some loop. You're like, I just want to leave.
I was stuck in a nightmare taping scenario.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I can't even imagine being in this meeting. I don't know what I would do.
It was so uncomfortable.
I probably would have been like, hey, Liz. You need to leave. I would have told her to leave. I would have been like, you're just looking for trouble here. I would have said it exactly like it is.
But what don't you agree with?
I just don't agree. I mean.
Okay, so let me.
I just don't agree. What else do you want? Just are we still fighting?
What do you not agree with?
Do you want to have makeup sex? Are you single? I just don't want to agree. I bet Liz is a handful to date.
Oh, yeah. You know it. She's a handful of a friend.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. A couple times I've been with her. Yeah. I've been on the right side of her, but I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side.
That's right.
Because this is what you get.
Yeah.
I just don't. Exactly. What don't you agree with? I just don't. I just don't. And I'm not going to. You're in trouble for the rest of your life.
Make a neutral statement then. I am hired by the owner of this company to represent them as a consultant. I have to justify $30,000 expense, so I would like a report card that I can read.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Better so.
Okay. What do you get when a plane crash meets a train wreck?
You get Liz and her marketing company.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is where we're wrapping up the meeting, I believe, if my memory serves correct.
Yes,
and then
correct.
The camera cuts to us.
Leaving.
Pulling out in a white BMW.
Okay.
Shirley, thank you.
She's like, Shirley, thank you. I know we're fired, but thank you. It was good to talk to you.
Good to see you. Yeah.
I know we're getting a cease and desist letter after this, but I'm sure your lawyers are going to be in touch. Shirley, I'm sure your lawyers are going to call us. Thank you.
When you spend that kind of money on a company, you deserve real answers.
The behavior that I saw in that meeting was unacceptable. They can't justify $30,000. The owners of this property should drop their contract.
Okay, now they're pulling out. Here, she's yelling. Hold on.
She's yelling.
Not peeling out is all good. We love Anthony.
She says, don't worry, we're not pulling out because we're not peeling out because we love Anthony. And she peels out.
Cigarette man.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but that shook me to my core. So let's take a big old sigh of relief that it's over. I'm the captain of this boat now, and I say abandon ship! But Brian and Chrissy wanted me to remind you to send comments, questions, or content ideas to 855-TCB-8383. That's toll-free 855-TCB-8383. Go to the website tcbpodcast.com and check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Until next time, I'm Christina, and I never say bye!